Now, an update to a story we've been following for a while on The Takeaway. A federal judge in Boston has ruled that Harvard University did not discriminate against Asian American students in its admissions process, and that the university can continue to consider race as one factor in making admissions decisions. In 2014, an organization called Students for Fair Admissions sued Harvard, saying that by considering race in their admissions, the school was discriminating against Asian American applicants. If the group appeals this week's decision, the case could end up at the Supreme Court. We're joined now by Natasha Wariku, an associate professor of education at Harvard University and author of The Diversity Bargain. Natasha, welcome back to the show.
Hi, it's great to be here.
So just to establish that you are a professor at Harvard, but you were not involved in this case. And I want to go back for a second to 2014 when the lawsuit was first filed. What exactly did the organization Students for Fair Admissions argue? What were they suing about?
So Students for Fair Admissions is an organization started by Edward Blum, and I think it's important to understand who he is. He is someone who has been trying to dismantle kind of race-based considerations in the law for many years. And so he backed the previous affirmative action case that went to the U.S. Supreme Court, Texas versus Fisher, in which a white applicant sued the University of Texas for supposed racial discrimination. He lost that case, and I think after that, he decided to turn to Asian Americans. And he did this in part because there were questions about, you know, is there discrimination towards Asian Americans in admissions to elite universities? And I think it was a very clever move to say, well, I can use this case to then back into my attacks on affirmative action.
And what was Harvard's argument in the case?
Harvard's argument was that there is no racial discrimination towards Asian Americans, and the data seems to bear that out. And in fact, that the consideration of race in admissions is important to the mission of the university. And in fact, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled in favor of affirmative action in multiple hearings, including the Fisher case.
And finally, the federal judge's decision. What did her decision say?
She looked, there were these economic analyses of 5 years of admissions data that were made available to economists on both sides of this argument, and they did slightly different analyses and came to different conclusions, as you might predict. But she basically said that, you know, looking at the data very closely, there's no evidence of discrimination towards Asian Americans. There did seem to be some discrepancy about something called the personal rating, which has had a lot of press. The personal rating is a rating by the admissions officers about the students' grit, their perseverance, their overcoming of obstacles. And Asian Americans seem to have a slightly, on average, lower rating than students of all other race groups. And the question was, well, why is that? It could be that there's bias. The data seem to suggest there might be bias in guidance counselor ratings or teacher ratings. It could be bias on the part of the admissions officers. But she said that, you know, there's something that might be there, but it's clear that there's no deliberate racial discrimination. If there is any kind of, unconscious bias, it's very minimal. It's not making a huge impact. And therefore, it's not a reason to scrap this very deliberate, very thought out way of admitting students.
Were there any changes that in the judge's decision that you think should be implemented to how race-based admissions are handled going forward?
Well, I think, you know, in terms of her decision, it was pretty clear cut. Yes, affirmative action can continue, and she made that very clear. And she made very clear that Harvard's admissions are in compliance with Supreme Court rulings of affirmative action. I think what the data suggest is that there are other things that are driving these. You know, there's a lot of talk about Asian Americans having higher average SAT scores and higher GPAs than their white peers who are admitted. And that has more to do with legacy admissions. So Harvard University gives a leg up to children of alumni. Athletic recruiting is another mechanism that that enables white students to have a leg up over all students of color who are less likely to be recruited athletes. And there are other categories. There are these kinds of considerations that lead to this discrepancy. Whether that's fair or not really depends on how you think about what a fair system of selection is and what's the quote-unquote right way. And I would argue there's no one right way of admitting students. It depends what the university is trying to do.
Well, legacy admissions often and elite sports are often generally the majority of those admissions are white students. And so that's often been referred to as white affirmative action, particularly at schools like Harvard and the Ivies.
Yes. And I would agree with that. I mean, I don't think they're deliberately race-based, but I do think they are ways that promote and enable the reproduction of privilege, meaning that, you know, students who are already privileged by having parents who have a degree from that university get even more privilege, right? And, you know, to be a recruited athlete, it often takes a lot of resources. You know, you have to be able to be playing on a team, which means you need someone to be able to driving you around to practices. You need to be, you know, off a lot of students will have, young people will have private coaches to get them, you know, up to speed, a private pitching coach, a private batting coach for baseball, for example. And that takes a lot of money. And they often play on private club teams. So there are a lot of ways that, you know, resources that you need in order to get to the point where you are a recruited athlete. So absolutely, I would agree with that, that in my eyes, it seems kind of at least disproportionate, the amount of leg up that students get for being recruited athletes.
This case could be appealed. This time, the Supreme Court is a conservative-leaning court. Do you think that that could have an impact if the case is appealed on how the Supreme Court would rule?
Well, I'm hopeful that the Supreme Court won't take the case because this is very much settled law. There have been multiple decisions already. Blum has said that he's already said that he's going to appeal this decision. And, you know, it is worrisome if it goes to the Supreme Court, but I'm hopeful that it won't make it there.
Natasha Wariku is an associate professor of education at Harvard University and author of The Diversity Bargain. Natasha, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.